Dr. Richard Besser, the acting director of the Centers for Disease Control, expects it will get worse before it gets better. But there is good news. The good news is that we are at the end of the flu season, the season when people are typically stuck indoors because of cold weather and transmit illnesses more readily. So that is good news. Besser also cautions that outbreaks of disease tend to be variable and tend to change, as do flu outbreaks. So whatever they say today could change. There are some 20 cases in five different states. They've issued this public health emergency, which is a means of preparation to ensure that the United States and state and local governments are prepared to confront the challenge of this outbreak and try to contain it as best they can.
And, Dick, this may seem like kind of a basic question, but is the outbreak related to any of the swine, of the
yes.
livestock in this country?
Oh, in this country, they don't know that yet. That's not what they're focusing on, though. Because most of the cases so far appear to be in Mexico. It's much more intense in Mexico City, so much of the efforts are focusing there. But it is swine flu does come from swine. It comes from pigs. You cannot get it by eating pork. But what's changed about this swine flu is that swine flu usually infects only pigs. But what's happened here is the virus has mutated. It's mixed with the human flu virus, and thus it's being transmitted from person to person. And when that happens, that's when you have the potential for something more serious and where it can spread more readily among people, and that's why we have this great concern.
But it sounds like it's something that we should be doing now is to protect our own herds, right? Well, our own, whatever you call a lot of swine, our own livestock should be protected as well as our people.
Well, it's a good point. Tom, it's a good point. It's not anything that came up, as far as I could hear, in yesterday's White House briefing with the Homeland Security Secretary, the President's Homeland Security Advisor, or the Acting Director of the CDC. All of the briefing is about people and how to limit the infection from person to person. We have, like, for example, those eight students in New York who had visited Mexico City who became sick with the swine flu. So all of the efforts I've heard of so far involve, trying to contain the outbreak among the citizens of the nation.
And, Dick, there are some countries. Spain is now recommending that the health advisor is now recommending that Europeans not travel to the United States. How widespread is that concern?
Well, all different nations are doing different things, Jane. For example, in Japan and South Korea, they are testing every passenger who comes off a flight from Mexico City. The United States is not doing that right now. What the United States is doing is testing passengers from Mexico City who appear to be sick. So they have not ratcheted up to the point where they believe it's necessary to test every individual passenger. So it's up to these nations to do whatever they think is best. China, for example, has banned the import, or Russia, I'm not sure which, one of them anyway, has banned the import of pork products from Mexico. But we're told by public health officials you don't get this from eating pork.
Yeah, but
well, that's right.
Suddenly people start to panic. And, I mean, some of the media reports over the weekend were a little panicky, I mean, there were a certain number of cases in Queens, New York. But the rest of them seem to be, pretty isolated in just a few states.
Well, what federal health officials say about this is it is not a time to panic. We will see more cases of this as they begin to look for more cases.
Mm-hmm.
As people go to the doctor and they're checked for flu symptoms, what's happening now is public health officials are asking these doctors to culture the patient. Take a culture, send it off to the lab, and let's see if it's swine flu. There is no vaccine that is currently being produced for this. And they don't anticipate one at this point. That could change. But we do have Tamiflu and other flu treatments that are stockpiled by the federal government. And 25% of this stockpile is being sent to the states to deal with those who have the illness.
Yeah, that was my question. It was Homeland Secretary Janet Napolitano that authorized that, correct?
Yes.